Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Principal Amy Bell from the Castle Valley Center. Principal Bell, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So it's been a fun second half of the year for you guys. Every time I see the Castle Valley Center on social media or online, it seems like you guys are always just having a blast. So what have you guys been up to in the winter months to try and help these kids learn?
We've just been kind of doing some school activities, a lot of school activities, especially with holidays have been, you know, got us through Christmas and into January. So we've had a lot of school-wide things, trying to do some indoor things. A couple things that we do over at our school is we've been exploring with some BeBots. It's kind of a STEM technology to kind of help our students kind of learn with some robots, little mini robot devices. That's been a lot of fun. We're hoping it gets warm soon because our kids want to get outside and play.
Yeah, getting outside, that's one of the most fun parts of school. And right now, snow's coming down. It's not ideal weather conditions. But when the weather does warm up, what are you guys planning on doing to help get these kids out and in the community?
Well, one thing that we're working on right now, one thing that's kind of interesting with our students at our school is that we're always looking for real-world opportunities for our students to learn. Our students don't always learn in a typical way that other students do. They really learn through real-life situations. And so at our school, we have a life skills area, like where they learn shopping. But embedded in all of those things, we have a little grocery store, a clothing section, a little home center. But the reason we do that is because embedded in those centers is academic learning. Our students often will get the academic learning if it's in a real situation. So, you know, when they go to their little grocery store, they're learning how to match and sort, learn things by sizes, how to group items. And so something that we're wanting to add right now we're working on is we want to be able to get some hydroponic garden equipment. We've been working with Farm to Fork organization who's kind of helped us and is going to help us get it set up and get working with it. But we're right now actually doing a fundraiser. We're trying to earn some money so we can purchase that equipment. The equipment's $5,000, so it's a pretty big chunk of money, but it will benefit every student in my school. So those gardens will allow us not only just to grow, but it gives kind of that real world experience of growing, but it also helps with measuring and counting and following checklists and doing different jobs, tasks. So a lot of things that it's not just about growing a garden. It's embedded with all kinds of academics for our students. And so we're really, really excited about that. And we were asking if anybody's willing to do some donations. They can go on our school website. We have a little button there that they can donate if they're interested in helping support us. We're trying to get the money so that we can start that system, hopefully in the spring. If we can get the money earned, then we hopefully can do one session with our gardens.
Yeah, I really like this. When I saw that fundraiser, this is something that's greatly going to benefit these kids. Let's talk about the fundraiser a little more in depth for a second. So for people who might not know, what is a hydroponic garden?
Hydroponic garden, and we've tried different gardening systems in the past. We tried a greenhouse, we tried just doing it in the classroom. But the hydroponic garden is where it's all in the equipment and it's not grown with soil, just very minuscule amounts, but it's all enclosed and it's done with lights and monitoring kind of, you know, the different levels. But that system will allow, you can do a growing season for some of the vegetables in 30 days. So they can plant it and within 30 days we have a crop, which means that I can rotate it through my classrooms, multiple classrooms through the school year. And then we're gonna see what we can do with that after that. Because you can grow all kinds of things, garden vegetables, flowers. So we're just really excited to see the multiple uses of it. And it will serve my kids from preschool all the way up to my post-high 22.
And then for people who didn't hear it the first time, how can they donate to this fundraising cause?
They can call our school, of course, and we can give them directions from there, or they can go on our school website. We have a little link there to, you know, that they can donate and do that. If they want to swing by the school and drop something off, we have a little tiny, little mini thank you to give people. We want to appreciate and celebrate anybody who wants to support us. We're always so grateful for all of the community support we get. We always get just a ton of community support, and We're asking again if people would support us and help us raise the money for this.
And that's one of my favorite parts of living in the Castle Country is people are so willing to give, especially when it comes to education. It's something that everyone here holds dear.
Absolutely.
Now, Principal Bell, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just again, we're just so grateful. And if you see us out and about in the community, stop and say hi to our kids. We're always looking for people to engage and interact with us.
Well, Principal Bell, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Principal Amy Bell from the Castle Valley Center, and we were talking about this week's Carbon School District Update. And for more Castle Country-focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.